Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS 1220 AM and 98.1 FM and on Facebook Live. I'm your friend in the real estate business, Phil Nardella, and Taylor Williams Moniz is right here with me.
She's
probably, it's got to be your most favorite attorney.
Thanks.
And Precious is here. We're all here.
I know.
It's a party.
Do you like that I'm wearing a Canadian tuxedo?
Is that what that's called?
Do you know what that is?
No.
Denim on denim is called a Canadian tuxedo.
That's funny.
Yeah. So if you're on Facebook Live, I'm wearing black denim pants and this really cute black denim top.
To show you how to, I don't know what denim, is this denim?
Yes. Oh, okay. Jeans are denim.
Okay. Is that a jean? Think maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's jeans.
I know. And look at you. You're very festive in this purple number. I like it. I dig it.
Judy bought it for me and then I said, you know what? I'd like to wear it, but it's wrinkled. And so she last night she ironed it. I could have done it. I could have done it. I could have ironed it. I swear. But she did it for me because I said, no, I won't worry about it. I'll just wear it next week.
Would you like to know something?
What?
I don't iron.
Well, like, you know,
ever.
I get it.
Like, I think I've ironed one piece of clothing in my entire life.
Speaking of ironing.
My husband irons.
Bear with us, kids, because this is going to be a weird show.
Oh,
I'm just going to tell
I'm
you
excited.
Right now. Okay.
I'm here for it.
Speaking of ironing, right?
Okay.
We used to have a live-in for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so one of the girls, she had to go back to wherever she was from, and she used to put, like, creases right here. Right?
Yeah,
see the crease right there?
Yeah, it has a crease.
Yeah. And so I said, oh, what a drag that she's leaving, because I love the way she actually would iron my shirts with that crease. And she goes... Yeah,
that's the reason it's a drag she's leaving. Not because she cared for your children, but because of the creases.
No, it was the creases. Judy goes, I iron your shirts. I give you those creases. See?
Stop. And this and entire time... Ooh.
I had no idea. Ooh. I went... God, you're good at it. Mm-hmm. Judy just does everything so great.
Dude, Greg is like a... He is like an Olympic ironer. It's amazing because he has to iron all of his shirts for, you know, to fly the airplane, because I guess that is a thing.
Oh, yeah.
So he irons every week. He's he's on it. He's a stud. Women like that stuff, right? He's like, babe, can you iron? Like, we first met, I was like, absolutely not.
first thing, can you cook? No. Can you iron?
Know,
no.
I can cook very well, but
very
Flair cleaners down the street, I'm like, they're real good at it. That's what I recommend.
Well, actually, we have that thing where Judy puts my clothes in a bag, and then we just throw it on the front porch. They come pick it up and bring it back.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I
like
used a bit, I mean, after COVID, you know, I don't do a lot of... I don't wear suits every day, so it's
well,
different.
You know what? I'm surprised that you don't do those things, because you've got so much time on your hands.
Seriously, I have nothing to do. Like, literally nothing to do.
It's so weird. You'll go from here, and you'll just go and sit and have pina coladas by the pool, right?
That sounds delightful.
Yeah.
Greg Agug, if you're listening, let's make that happen.
Be a little chilly.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about some interesting things.
Okay, and I have questions too. But I don't know. Here's the fun thing about today. I don't know what you're going to talk about.
Which is awesome. Which is awesome. So let's start with my week starting good, right?
Okay.
And then taking a horrible turn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So obviously we know. Am I allowed to say colonoscopy on the air?
Yes.
Because I did.
Term.
Yep. And it's my third. And so, yeah, I'm getting used to them.
Woo-hoo!
Right? Yeah. What the heck? And so...
But good that you're doing that.
But yeah, I think so. And it came out great. So they said you don't have to go every 3 years now. It's every 5 years.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Cool.
So no matter what, I'll be back.
Yeah,
I
sent him a text about something on Monday, and he responds, I'm so high right now. And at first I was like, Phil does right. Today's colonoscopy day. And I was like, never mind, we'll talk tomorrow.
Propofol and some other things and mix it all together. And then all of a sudden I just get... And it's funny because I came back, I had some lunch because, you know, you're always starving after you starve yourself.
Right, juice or whatever,
exactly right,
Ugh.
And so had some lunch. And, you know, it was nice and warm in the house because it was cold outside. And, you know, Mike got my puppy on the couch. And all of a sudden I went, I'm just going to put my head down just for a second. I woke up 2 hours later.
Oh, that's
it was
so
a
nice.
Good sleep, though.
That's
it was
nice.
A really good sleep. So that was good. Okay. And then as
Show
we continue.
And then we can, okay. So Monday was good.
Monday was good. Right. And then, you know, I found out that I cannot not get my real estate license in Texas.
Right.
I have to.
I know.
I just wanted to be a referral agent. That's all I wanted to do. I've got to get it. Nope. I thought there was going to be a way around it. There is not.
We talked about it.
That is terrible news.
I'm sorry.
Because that means my retirement, supposedly, besides still doing business here, my retirement supposedly is going to be, you know, my head buried in a book for 4 months.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
Sorry.
Not to mention.
Don't move! Ding, ding, ding! This
well, then,
is such
well, then
a,
there's
why didn't
that.
I think of that sooner?
Well, then there's that. I've had a few people tell me, maybe you should just stay then. But then it got worse.
Oh, no. That part I knew of. What else happened?
Yeah, okay. So my very last listing that's selling while I'm an actual resident here in Santa Clarita. My very fast listing is selling on the 9th. It's funding on the 9th, closing on the 10th.
Okay.
Super. We've jumped through so many hoops. They got this and that back and forth. And you know what? It finally worked out. It was like, you know what? We got it all taken care of. A lot of moving parts. They asked for $7,900 for the pool.
For the pool.
Yeah, I mean, crazy.
Right. I remember
crazy.
This one.
We got it all taken care of.
Hey,
it was awesome.
Good for you.
And then I get a call.
Oh, no.
Saying, don't forget about that $25,000 that the seller is crediting back to the buyer to discount their points. I mean, the loan amount.
Yeah.
Not the loan amount.
I follow.
The actual interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
I went, no, that's ridiculous. That can't happen. Now, I've been selling real estate for 31 years.
So explain to our listeners what that means for someone that's not familiar like you.
First thing is, let me go back and say, so I don't look like an idiot, which is probably that ship has sailed.
No.
Right? So 31 years.
Mm-hmm.
I made one mistake one time, and I had to pay for a used refrigerator, $700.
Oh, my.
One time.
Lord.
I know.
That's awful.
One time, the client said that they were leaving this light post, and then they took it, and they said they weren't going to give it back, so I paid $400 for that. And then this one.
Okay.
This one, now,
this
in all fairness.
$700 used.
No, I decided to just ratchet that up a little bit. So, in all fairness, the RPA, the residential purchase agreement, is changed. But it's been changed for a while. Okay, I'm not going to say that that's the excuse. But the first page, it's got an area where it says how much the deposit's going to be.
Right.
And then the second page, they've got an area to where if you actually want to, you can say, I'd also like some money back towards closing costs, whatever.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm looking at, I'm going down through the thing, and I see there's a $31,000 this, and I get to the second page, and I see $25,000, and I said, okay, obviously in my mind, that is the deposit because deposits are usually a flat fee.
Right.
I'm going to give you $25,000. Well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
When I looked at it, and now we're done. I mean, we've removed all the contingencies and everything. It says seller to credit buyer $25,000 from the purchase price to buy down their loan, the interest rate. And I went, and that second I knew that I just lost $25,000.
Wow. I'm glad you're laughing about it. I would not be laughing.
Well,
how much daycare that is.
What are you going to do? I mean, it's one of those things. It's
like,
I'm not going to. And the only thing, you know, my clients go, oh, my God, oh, my God. And I go, no, don't. I have to pay for that. It was my mistake. Even the partner that I have on this deal, he goes, I'll pay for half of it. And I go, no, it was my mistake. It wasn't your mistake. Right?
That's nice
so
of you.
That's the way it goes, right? So
you're a good seed.
At the end of the day, everybody has to be happy, and I have to be a little lighter in my wallet.
Yeah,
like
a little,
like $25,000. And
God,
I thought,
dude,
what a way to go out, like fireworks.
Wow.
So anyway, so it
I'm
started
sorry.
Good, right?
Yeah,
it started good, and then it kind of went sideways.
Dude,
so now
it's going to end well. The show's great. It's going to end well. It's going to be a good day.
Oh,
you can have a donut after.
Oh.
It's all good stuff. Yeah.
I'll probably choke on it.
Please don't say that. Oh my God, you poor thing.
Okay, so what's next?
We talking about your house?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's happening with
so
your
house? So
that's
a good thing, right?
I don't know.
Remember, it went sideways. They didn't show me proof of funds. They didn't give me a
Greg Agig was surprised you didn't hire me to send him a what for. But I was like, no, he sent the notice to perform.
I didn't. What
you
I
said
did
you,
was...
You said your email you
No,
were
I said
oh.
I was going to,
you did. That's
if for some
said.
Reason I don't get certain things. There were seven things that I put on the letter.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, you got to do this, this, this. This is what I'm not comfortable with. I'm not comfortable with this. You know, you say
it
you're
was
professional.
Well written.
Yeah,
I read it. Yeah.
And so at the end of the day, I said, look, I'm going to give you the amount of time that it takes to actually get formal loan approval opposed to the contract, 17 days. And I said, and if it's not there within 17 days, I will actually send you a notice to perform and we'll cancel this thing. And so, but he goes, well, I'm in Mexico right now. I'll get back to you.
Why is everyone in Mexico?
I don't know.
Like, I had two friends in Mexico last week. Like, what the heck? Why aren't we there?
I know. So he said, I'll be back Sunday night. And I said, that's fine. So we went back and forth.
You said, call me Sunday night. Yeah. Right? You did.
Actually, the nice thing is I asked him a few questions. And I said, Oh, this is funny. I go, we need to do a three-way call with the lender because what I heard from the lender I didn't like. Mm-hmm. And so he comes back. He goes, I don't get involved in the loan. And right. I said, don't worry about it. I will let you know what she tells me. And if what she tells me again I don't like, I'm immediately going to cancel this thing. And so so he comes back. He goes, maybe we should do a three-way call. And
right?
I'm like,
and you're like,
yeah, think?
Excuse me, sir.
And here's the interesting thing. On Tuesday, we did a three-way call. And she was, I got to tell you, she's on top of it, mm-hmm. which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. So she was going, I think if everything works out, I can still close this thing in February. And I went, I don't want to close it in February. You have till March 15th. That's the day. That's the original day. I don't want to move it up mm-hmm. because I didn't. I mean, it's like Judy will still be at work. Right. You know. So anyway, so everything was taken care of. The only thing we had to do, we had to change some things. Because they didn't, it doesn't matter. But for the furniture,
so
we had to change some paperwork.
It's all systems go. We're back on track.
Yeah. So I had to call the other people and say, look, it looks like this thing's going to go. But if you haven't sold them another house, the people in Orange County, the backup offer, if you haven't sold them another house, and I'll if it does indeed go sideways, I said, but other than that, don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, that's good.
That is a good thing. Mm-hmm. Next, cell tower. The cell tower in Stevenson Ranch.
Okay.
I was shocked at how tall that was supposed to be, and I thought it was going to go through. They were saying, no.
We talked about this. Let's
do some kind of a thing, a signature thing. It didn't go through. Oh. They said no. And I am shocked because Stevenson Ranch, my actual cell service is good in Stevenson Ranch because I've got one of those little repeater things, you know, for AT&T. I bought one. Works perfectly. But, you know, if you don't have that, you drive up Stevenson Ranch, all of a sudden you lose.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, it's notorious. Oh. So I thought, there's no way that they're not going to let that thing go through. Of course.
So but why didn't they?
Well, the opposition was saying, it's going to make you sick, it's going to be an eyesore, and it's going to make all of the properties in Stevenson Ranch drop by 20%.
I think that's ridiculous.
Crazy ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
And I thought, wow.
I mean, the sick part, I don't know. Like, I'm, you know, everything's going to make you sick.
I was shocked because the average cell tower is about 35 feet.
Don't they make them look like a palm tree?
They do.
They
do.
Yeah, something.
And, you know, you can tell. You can tell.
Well,
you know,
yeah, for sure. But, 30... I mean, at least they're making an effort and
exactly.
It's not this weird robot-looking thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This thing was supposed to be 7. They were saying, it's going to be 90 feet tall. And I went, it's not going to be 90 feet. I was shocked it's going to be 7. It was supposed to be 75 feet tall. That's really high.
That's very tall. Yeah.
Anyway, that didn't go through.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, I mean, not that it matters to you because you're leaving.
How about this? Yeah. And you know what I thought? I thought there was going to be like 25 people that were right around it, that lived right around it. They were pushing it. It was good. No, there's going to be 20 against the other 3,500 people that live in Stevenson Ranch. And no, for some reason, they just said, nope, it's not going to go through.
Wow.
Punxsutawney Phil.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
He came out.
Yes.
He came out.
Of
he
the
came
hole.
Out. Exactly right.
And
you think no matter what he's going to see his shadow. You think it's like
shadow.
30 below zero where he was. You think there's going to be another 6 weeks?
Then I saw something on ABC7. They're like, but there's more than one groundhog that can predict. I'm like, this is foolishness, right?
Do you know what his predictability? What his record
not.
Is? 39%.
Oh, Phil.
He's
sad.
Not. He's not good.
Okay.
Okay. So,
but he's cute. Did you see him?
Oh, yeah, they're always
they're
cute.
They're so cute.
Now, who would you rather be? Okay. Would you rather be Punxsutawney Phil?
Okay.
What is he, an otter? What is it?
It's a groundhog.
Groundhog.
Groundhog Day.
Yeah, Groundhog Day, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. What is he, an
He's
otter?
A sharp one over here, ladies and gentlemen, a sharp one. Watch out. It's that cell tower getting to your brain. Yes, he is indeed a groundhog.
Okay.
All right, so would I rather be the groundhog?
I thought he was a really big otter. Okay, and I
otters
thought it was
live in
otter,
water,
otter,
right?
Otter day.
Otters live in water and they build dams.
Otters live in water. I'm going to get a tattoo that says that.
We're in trouble.
Okay,
people.
Would you rather be Punxsutawney Phil or Quebec Fred? They have something in Canada.
Okay.
Would you rather be Quebec Fred?
But what is, I need more
it's
information
the same.
About Quebec Fred.
It's the same. It's the
oh,
same.
It's the same thing.
Giant, cute otter that comes out of the ground.
Where is Punxsutawney Phil
Quebec.
Located? No. Punxsutawney Phil is located where?
Punxsutawney,
isn't he in like
Pennsylvania,
some weird,
I think.
Yeah, no, that's out. I'll go to Canada. That's fine.
Canada?
Yeah.
So you'd rather be?
Yeah, I do some skiing and stuff.
You'd rather
there.
Be Quebec Fred.
Yeah, get some poutine.
Okay.
I can't say Punxsutawney, also, or much less couldn't spell it, so that's, you know.
Okay, so you chose to be Fred instead of Phil.
Yeah, I'll be Fred.
Okay.
Well, you're already Phil, so there's, you know, reason number three.
You might want to think that through.
Why?
because they all waited around for him to come out and realize that he died in the middle of the...
That is awful. You just set me up for failure.
No,
mortal
I asked
failure.
You. I asked you. You
yeah,
had
you
an
just
opportunity.
Set me up.
Can you believe that? They're like, hello, oh, Fred, really come on sad. Out. And they pulled him out.
That's like when the president pardons a turkey. If the turkey were to like die right then, you know, that'd be like
just
so
have a heart
sad.
Attack.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is a sad day. All
right. So anyway, so Fred died, and they figured he died somewhere, you know, in the last few months,
oh,
right,
sad.
In the little hole.
Yeah.
So what they did was they dressed up a little kid, and it came out. They did. They dressed up a little kid,
okay.
like a groundhog, and it came, and the kid said, well, another 6 weeks.
If I was the Fred and I passed away, I have three children from which they could have chosen, so I guess it wouldn't be that bad, right? Dress Haley up. Can you imagine?
Well, yeah. So look at you. See, you're a problem solver.
I am. Yep. When you're a mother of 900 kids, you got to be quick.
What?
We got to take a break soon.
What else? No.
Yeah.
I don't
look
think
at
so.
The, look at
let's
the time.
Let's be different. Let's never take a break, ever.
I don't think Precious will.
How about
allow
this? Hot air balloons.
Okay.
China's got a hot air balloon over Montana.
That's wild.
That is crazy.
And China's like, oh, it's just a civilian
weather
balloon that got blown off.
It's
course.
A weather balloon.
Girl, you lie. Right? I was watching up this morning. I'm like, that's not true.
It's a weather
You're
balloon.
Spying.
Here's the joke. The joke says they could have shot it down, but they were afraid of landing on somebody. There's nobody in Montana. Who's it going to land
I
on?
I mean, there are people in Montana, but yeah, I mean, compared to if it were over Los Angeles, right, the probability. Yeah, I saw that Biden doesn't want to shoot it down. I'm like, if it were flying over Texas, it would have been gone already. Can you imagine?
It would have lasted like, 30
Henry,
seconds.
Target practice. Yeah.
That's funny.
But that's, you know, they're saying that China's doing it because they want us to know that they can easily,
yes.
you know, breach our airspace and spy.
Yeah.
I mean, Montana, of all places, well, like, can... ooh, you're going to watch the, what wild animals do they have in Montana? All kinds, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, that's where we have most of our nuclear weapons facilities. So I think
oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see? I don't pay attention to that.
I don't know that an otter actually doesn't come out of the ground, but I do know where our nuclear facilities
are.
So
your knowledge is far superior, and it's not an otter.
No way.
I'm going to send you a picture
okay,
of an
you know
otter
what?
Later.
We're not going to do by the numbers, but and I made these up, 326, 241, and 160, just so that we can say we actually did that.
That is horrifying. You didn't let me guess.
I know. That's because I don't have any money.
Oh, fair. Yeah, that's true. Okay,
although I played poker on Wednesday and I won some money, I do have $100.
I just, it's okay. I'm not going to take your $100. Okay. I wouldn't have gotten it anyway. The good news is I just bought a Powerball ticket, so I'm going to win millions
nice.
Of dollars.
Awesome. Yeah, because yeah, I was going to say, you can have the 100 if I could borrow
$25,000. That's a fair trade.
that's yeah, not fair. Okay, exactly. Well, so what do you say we take a break?
Yeah, we'll take a break.
Interesting.
Stay with us.
Do we almost talk about real estate?
It's going to be a fun show, everyone. We may get there, we may not. Chris, start sending the emojis right now.
I can't wait till you start talking about eggs. That's going to be awesome.
Woo,
at the edge
with
of my
us.
Seat. Hey, okay, welcome back to Real Estate and Other Stuff, and let's capitalize other stuff, because that's what we've been talking about on KHTS 1220 Woo-hoo. AM and 98.1 FM and on Facebook Live. Again, it's me, it's Taylor, it's Precious, we're all here. So, back to some kind of numbers. This is interesting.
Okay.
The U.S. mortgage rates dropped to 6.15, lowest level since September.
Man, I got to say, shout out to Marla Ferris that we locked in when we did. Woo!
Oh,
I mean, 6
yeah.
isn't horrible, you know, but still. But it's going down, so that's good.
Yeah, but you okay. know what's funny is Mike Mina, the owner of Augusta Financial, yep. he actually puts this thing out every couple of days. And he said
Mike
right
Mina's
now.
Mike Mina's morning message, I get it.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
and
yeah.
I do. I
and
get
he,
it.
He put it out there, and it's like he's got it down as a 5.75. For conventional.
They work wonders over there, I'm saying.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. pretty good. Mortgage rates in the U.S. decreased for a second week in a row, reaching a 4-month low. The average for a 30-year fixed loan fell to 6.15 from 6.33 last week. Freddie Mac said in a statement Thursday, last year's run-up in borrowing costs cooled U.S. housing market significantly after the pandemic boom, driving new U.S. home construction down for the fourth straight month through December. But the market is starting to show signs of life. Amid
life.
A recent easing of mortgage rates, with loan applications ticking up and home builder confidence rising for the first time since the end of 2021. Rates are at their lowest level since September of last year, which is terrific. Declining rates are providing a much-needed boost to the housing market, but the supply of homes remains a persistent concern. We obviously don't have a lot of listings here, and I don't know, some other areas or the listings are going up, 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 up when it comes to the mm-hmm. amount of listings there are. This one's not. We're not here.
So I was a sneaker this morning. I was sneaky. I walked my dogs a different way because I wanted to go by that house that's for sale by owner.
The FSBO?
Yeah. And I got the address and I texted it to Phil and I'm like, let's find it. But they're going to have an open house this weekend. And if I can swing it, I'm totally going.
You know what I'm doing tomorrow? Hmm. I'm going to take the tour at SoFi Stadium.
Because, so fun.
Because I didn't actually get to go to a game there. I mean, I had a couple people ask me if I want to go to a game. I go, no, I don't really like crowds. But I said, Judy, I don't want to leave, you know, L.A. without going to SoFi Stadium. She goes, okay. And she looks at the thing. She goes, hey, we can take a tour. I get to go throw a football on the field.
Dude, you know what would be so fun?
What?
If you took a baby with you. You want to come
no,
swing
I know,
by?
No,
you, Precious you throw, is laughing.
You throw a football. You throw a football.
All right.
Yeah, you get to run out onto the field, right?
Well, I'm just saying, if you took Haley, for example, and you strapped her to you, you would. You would get a good workout. Like, it would be in the bonding time.
I could strap one of my chest, one of my back.
I've done that.
And then, you know.
I've done that.
I'll bet you have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do it. I'm just kidding. But I think that's very fun. I've never been, so you'll have to let me know how it is.
Oh, you're kidding? Oh, shoot, because I was going to come by.
Because I get out and go so many places. I'm like, we're going to Trader Joe's today. Better put on some mascara.
Lucky.
This is my life now.
Lucky.
That's really fun. So you and Judy are both going?
Yeah, it's a 2.5 hour thing.
Cool.
We're going to go and then maybe go. I don't know what we're going to do.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
Aw.
By the way, did you decide whether you can actually go to that party?
I don't know. I have to ask Greg.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know what's exciting? And I think I talked about this last week, but he moved his February schedule around so that we get to go to that wedding. It's President's Day weekend. One of my best friends is getting married in Palm Springs. And so we get to go.
Nice.
And his family is going to be here to watch all three Gremlins. We get 48 hours of no children.
What?
Like, pause for reaction. I made a dinner reservation that is later than 6 p.m. at night. Like, it's a whole...
Like adults?
I know!
You get to stay up late like adults?
It'll be like 9:15 and we'll both be snoring. Are you kidding? But, oh my God, I'm so excited.
Wow. I'm happy. Take pictures.
Me too. Right? I know. I'm so bad at taking pictures. I have millions of photos of the kids and, like, you know, a handful of Grigigig. And there's, like, I don't exist. There's no photos of me, right? So...
Well, that needs to change.
Absolutely. I will see what I can do.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay, it's your turn.
Oh.
What do you want to share?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, eggs. I mean, you said something about you were going to talk about eggs.
Okay, and so
you had me at hello.
Okay, Greg went to Costco. Yes. Well, I don't know. I was thinking about, like, interesting things we could talk about.
So yeah.
Greg went to Costco yesterday and bought, I think there's 6 dozen eggs, like the pallet or whatever.
Whoa.
I know. And I was like,
you're allowed to do that now?
Greedy. Yeah. Costco, you can do anything, right? It's spendy.
It. Yep,
anyway, so I found the Associated Press wrote this, you know, kind of silly article about eggs. And then we're going to talk about how much eggs cost across the country. And you're going to guess how much you think they cost.
This is
how do you like
bad.
That? All right. Hey, chickens may not be able to fly very far, but the price of eggs is soaring. But a lingering bird flu outbreak combined with soaring feed, fuel, and labor costs has led to U.S. egg prices more than doubling over the past year and has hatched a lot of sticker shock on grocery aisles. I didn't know that was the reason. I was confused. Like, why are egg prices
so high?
I knew
there was a bird flu. I didn't know about anything else.
What is the national average price for a dozen eggs?
$6.19.
National average, my love. National. California is way high.
Oh.
Yeah. Lower. It's lower than that.
Lower. Do you want to weigh in on this?
It's between $2 and $5.
Really?
It's between $2
and $5. That's not bad. I heard it got up to like $9.
Here in California.
Oh, Judy.
We're going to get to that statistic next.
It's between, what, 2 and 3?
No, 2 and 5.
2 and 5? $2.77.
Okay. Precious, what do you think?
$4?
$3.59. What was it a year before? The national average 1 year before this bird flu insanity.
$1.59.
Okay.
$2.
So you're very close. $1.72.
Oh.
Very good, right? Grocery prices are up 12%, which is driving inflation higher, even though the overall pace of price increases has slowed a little bit. But egg prices are significantly more than other foods, even than chicken or turkey, because egg farmers were hit so hard by the bird flu. More than 43 million of the 58 million birds slaughtered over the past year to control the virus had been egg-laying chickens, including some farms with more than 1 million birds apiece in major egg producing states like Iowa.
Wow.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
I know. I didn't know that was why.
Wow.
Okay, but now let's talk about
But you know, here's the funny thing is I was reading that people, you know, obviously on Nextdoor. Mm-hmm. I just bought some eggs, they were $9. I'm like, oh my God, I had to ask Judy, I go, Judy, is that a lot for eggs? And she goes, are you kidding me?
That's a lot.
I go, I don't know how much eggs are. And she goes, No, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
And I go,
I think it's a dozen eggs, it's $9. That's like, you know, close to $1 an egg.
And it used
It's like 75 cents an egg. I mean, I don't math well, but that's high.
But, you know, if you think about it, though, right? Yeah. If you make two eggs, it's a couple bucks.
Yeah.
Right? If you make two eggs and go to a restaurant, it's $15.
Well, but then you get, like, some, you know, like stuff? Bell pepper and some parsley to go with it or something.
Oh, I'm starving.
Well, we eat a ton of eggs, and Cameron loves eggs. So do I. So I know.
I do,
so,
too.
Okay. What do you think the average price of a dozen eggs in New York is?
Okay.
And it says actually low. I'll give you a hint. It's way lower than I thought.
Really?
Yeah.
$6.15.
Okay. Precious, you want to guess?
She's going to Google it.
Was high? I think I'm sticking with four.
It's $3.13. This source, so you know, is the USDA AMS Livestock and Poultry Program, Livestock, Poultry, and Grain Market Division News.
No.
Look at this thing. It's
legit. Oh, God. So now here's my question to you. Everybody keeps saying about how much more eggs are.
Mm-hmm.
Have chickens gone up when it comes to, you buy a roasted chicken at Ralph's and stuff, obviously?
I should have asked Greg a gig. He got a roast chicken at, Greg, text me how much your roast chicken was yesterday at Costco.
$42.50.
Exactly, right? I'd be like, I'm not going to tell you. You know, put it on your credit card.
You know who has a good, like, fried chicken is Ralph's. You know, they just put them in there. Oh, they also have good, yeah.
Okay, so guess the California benchmark for large shell eggs. How much do you think it is?
$4.15.
In all of California, okay? $4.15. Precious.
Wait, what was that?
California.
I like the fact that she thinks about it, almost like she can put some things together. And, yeah. You know, if I take this, yeah, exactly right.
Factor in Fresno and Stockton.
And it's really cold today. Yeah.
$5.62.
Wait a minute, what did I say?
You said, no, you were low. You were,
I think,
four,
I said $5.62.
You did not, you little cheater.
Is there money on this?
There is not. I have no money to give you. But you, again, if you'd like to borrow a baby, you're welcome to. Anyway, so I just thought that was wild.
That is.
But I didn't know why the eggs were getting so high, right? Like, I still don't understand why my friggin' gas bill was... high.
Good luck with that. Hey, they said that that's supposed to come down by 68%. Do you think it's going to?
Angelique, shout out, love her. She sent me an article yesterday that KTLA-7 put out that says that the gas is supposed to go down, which is good. Yeah. It's so sad. Like, I see all these people on the Nextdoor app, and they're like, I'm a senior citizen. I live on a fixed income, like, and my gas bill is $500 more than it's supposed to be. Like, I can't pay that. I'm like, oh, that's so sad.
You know, on the surface, gasoline prices, and I think we talked about this before, it always seems like what they do when they want to put it, let's just say it was $2.50 a gallon at one time, right? But they want to raise it to $4.15 a gallon. So what they do is they bring it up to $6 a gallon. Everybody freaks. And then they lower it right down to $4.15, right? Well, this last time it was $4.15, whatever. They decided, you know what, I want to get it into the fives. They raise them to $7, $7.50, $8 if you're at your old house in Santa Monica. But they actually then round it down. Everybody's like, yay, look how much less we're paying. But we're at $5.50, right? And it just seems like
we're just gonna
jam you. And I started to think, I wonder if Southern California Gas is doing that too. Because we're all going, guess what? I'm so happy. My gas bill now is down to $350 now a month. Oh, it's like, wow, okay. But that's still, it's not a lot. You know, last 2 months ago it was 80, and then it was 570. Whoa.
Okay, sorry. Greg Agug just texted me how much the rotisserie chicken was, so I'll get to that. But yeah, no, I think I'm not smart enough to understand all of that. Like, Greg and I talk about it, and I'm like, I don't get it.
Yeah, it's like me with crypto.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Gosh. Like, there's a lot of stuff I know a lot about, but this gas prices.
Do I get a coin? I mean, do I actually have a coin? Do I stick it to put it in a machine?
Who was I talking to that was like, I just turned, like, everything off. Like, and, you know, I'm either like, you know, I have one pair of socks or 12 pair of socks on. And she's like, I just, you know, screw it. And I'm like, well, I have, you know, three kids and I can't just, you know, bundle up little people, you know, Cameron. Cameron, build a fire in your room. It says his rotisserie chicken was...
$4.75.
You want to guess? A rotisserie chicken at Costco.
Chicken.
Still like $4.
$4.99.
Oh my God,
you win,
I was
close. And you didn't go over. Ding, ding, ding.
So now that's high, though. That sounds cheap for a chicken.
I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
But, so, I mean, it's Costco. You know, and that's like one of their most popular items.
So that probably a Ralph's would probably be $6.
Yeah, probably.
But now when you're in Costco and you buy a chicken, do you have to like buy 17 chickens?
You do not. Oh. No. And you know what's fun? Grigigig bought that to bring on the airplane with him to eat because he leaves tonight to go to Dallas for training. And he's like, I'm just going to bring a chicken and make some rice and bring it with
me. See, he's allowed to do that. He's allowed to make the cockpit smell like chicken, but you can't really do that, right, when you're actually in the airplane. And everybody goes... Is that chicken?
Oh, I want like the tuna sandwich, and you want to like knife the person next to you. Yeah, exactly. Not cool.
Well,
but I know it's so.
Well,
some strong feelings, Taylor.
Hang on a second.
Yep. I think it's cute. He's going to, you know, pack him up with his little chicken and send him on his way.
Judy makes a little lunch for herself.
That's cute.
Oh, my God. She'll put like 6 chips in a little bag and she'll roll it up and she'll put it next to her sandwich or her little salad.
Yeah.
She'll make a little itty bitty baby salad and she'll put like these little cherry tomatoes in there.
Yeah.
And she'll take a little bit of chicken, you know, the $4 kind.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll put that in there. And oh, my God. It's so adorable.
You've never made a lunch before?
Sometimes.
I'm looking at him like, three kids, dude. But, didn't you make their lunch at one point?
But it reminds me. I have a picture on my desk of her when she was like 6 years old. And it was when she caught her first fish.
Oh,
she was
cute.
On this little thing, this...
A boat? A dock? Sounds like... Sorry, everybody listening. Yeah.
Okay. Doc. We're going to go with
Doc. I got
you.
Perfect. Okay. See, what would you do without me?
You completely.
I do.
Okay. So she's standing on a dock. She's 6 years old. She's got a little life preserver on in case she falls off,
smart.
Which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And she's holding in one hand, she's got her fishing line.
Pole, yeah.
Pole. She's got her fishing pole in one
hand.
Okay, good. And in the other
hand
she's holding up.
A little fish. Oh, that's really cute.
And she's like got it like this, right?
Yep.
Now, this is going to make you think you guys are just way out there.
Okay.
When she leaves every morning, she has to promise me. She's got 4 promises that she makes. And they're silly.
Lord.
The first one is she'll drive carefully.
Okay.
Second is she promises to infinity and beyond. And third, she promises not to fall down. There's a story behind that.
Okay.
And 4.
Or eat her diamonds.
Or eat her diamonds. And 4. And then she goes and she shakes her fish.
Oh, that's cute.
Yep.
You guys are so cute.
Oh, yeah. We're adorable.
Greg and I are like, bye. Love you. Try not to kill the kids.
Yeah,
don't
bye-bye.
Crash the plane. Yeah. Make sure you call
God.
Your clients back. Yeah.
Now, the whole
make sure Cameron eats.
The whole don't fall down thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What the heck does that mean?
Okay.
There was a movie, right? And it was with Diane Lane.
Okay.
And she went out and she took a walk. And she was crossing the street, and she slipped, and she fell, and she cut her knee. And, of course, here comes this Italian, you know, guy and picks her up and says, no, let me help you, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
And he takes,
and that's exactly why I told her, don't fall down. Because
that's funny. Not because you care about her safety at all, but, you know
yeah,
as a man poaching
that's beside
her.
The point.
I love
but, yeah, it was with Richard Gere. He was the abusive husband, and then this other guy was this Italian or something or other. And so it was a good movie. But I said so.
Oh, I
so,
saw that movie. That movie's sad. Richard Gere ends up killing that dude
pretty,
in the end.
Well, we didn't have to go there. But
well, you
yeah.
said it. Oh.
Well, no, that's true.
Oh,
and so
God.
I guess maybe that's what
right.
I'm intimating
okay.
when it comes to her not falling
scary.
Down, because I don't have to kill somebody.
Scary. That's what I tell people about the attorney-client privilege. I'm like, but for you telling me you're about to go kill someone, like, I pretty much, anything you tell me is in the vault, you know, more or less. So
wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It's crazy.
So drive careful, don't fall down, to infinity and beyond, shake the fish,
fish,
and
that's
she goes.
Cute. Greg, we got to do something like that.
If you actually go to that party, you got to try to memorize that. And go. By the way, Judy, drive careful,
yeah.
don't fall down, to infinity and beyond.
That's
pretty
cute.
Funny. Hey, how about this? And you need to weigh in on this.
Okay,
all right?
I'm ready.
U.S. court, to show you how other stuff we're doing instead of real estate, U.S. court rejects J&J bankruptcy strategy for thousands of talc lawsuits. This is an interesting thing, and I had a hunch.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I always thought, okay, what happens if somebody actually wins a huge lawsuit? And they said, heck with it, I'm just going to file BK, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to pay you.
So it depends. There's certain debt that is non-dischargeable.
Before you do that, let me actually
okay,
let
but
me
I'm
do
just saying,
this.
It's not like everybody thinks that, but there are certain situations in which you can't get rid of that.
Aha,
debt.
Well,
yeah,
a U.S.
So
appeals
stay
court
tuned.
On Monday shot down Johnson & Johnson's attempt to offload tens of thousands of lawsuits over its talc products into bankruptcy. You know what's funny?
It's like the baby powder, right?
What's that?
Talcum powder is like baby
powder. Baby powder,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
yeah.
is interesting because they've had problems with that for years and years and years, and yet they still sell it.
Mm-hmm.
You can still buy baby powder from mm-hmm. Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, the ruling marked the 5th major repudiation of an emerging legal strategy with the potential to upend U.S. corporate liability law.
I love
law.
This next paragraph.
J&J is among 4 major companies that have filed the so-called Texas two-step bankruptcies. Texas two-step
Texas two-step
yeah.
bankruptcies.
That's always, you know, I've
I
always known
it.
That. The Texas two-step is, yep. boy, you're trying to get away with something.
Right.
Texas two-step bankruptcies to avoid potentially massive lawsuit exposure. The tactic involves creating a subsidiary to absorb the liabilities and to immediately file for Chapter 11. The court ruled the healthcare conglomerate improperly placed its subsidiary into bankruptcy, even though it faced no financial stress. That's interesting.
Distress.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Distress. Thank you. Mm-hmm. J&J's two-step sought to halt more than 38,000 lawsuits from plaintiffs.
We should have had Cotton Eye Joe playing in the background for this. That would have been gold, right?
It would have.
I know.
The plaintiffs alleging the company's baby powder and other talc products caused cancer. The appeals court ruling revives those lawsuits. Interesting.
Okay. So a Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Yes.
Are you familiar at all?
Well, I know there's Chapter 11, Chapter 7, and Chapter 13.
There's several chapters. There's also like family farmers and fishermen, blah, blah, blah. So 11 is what you think about, like the Dodgers, the city of Stockton. An 11 is basically a reorganization, right? So it means, you know, we have money and we still want to operate, but we don't have enough to pay our debts right now, but we want to restructure it.
Got it.
Super, super complicated. My partner, Mark Young, is insanely intelligent, and he does 11s. He's very good at them. There's a lot of court approval. You have to get creditor classes, have to vote. So it's complicated. It's very complicated.
I'm going to need him, by the way, for this $25,000. I digress, but the $25,000, I'm going to need him. So Chapter 11 is what I want to do?
No.
Okay,
no.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
All right, so.
You wouldn't qualify. So it's complicated. It's a lot. You know, it's not you just file Chapter 11. It's no, you have to, you know, there's a lot of stuff that you have to file with the court. You have to get court approval. Your creditors have to agree on your payback plan and restructuring. It's just it's a lot.
Got it.
Whew.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So Chapter 13 is
a repayment, a repayment plan. Oh, okay. So you repay a certain percentage of your debts over between a 3 and 5 year period. Chapter 7 is a liquidation.
Which is?
I owe $100,000. I make $40,000 a year. I need to get rid of my credit card debt.
Oh.
Wipe
it
out.
That's great.
Yeah. And again, all of these have caveats, right? It's not that black and white, but that's just the easy consumer Cliff's Notes version.
I've known a lot of people in my lifetime that say, you know what? I'm going to file BK. And before I do that, I'm going to just go out and just blow up my credit cards to the highest I can possibly do. And then I'm just going to do.
Can't do that.
Yeah.
Nope, can't do that because the court will look at what you spent over a certain period of time before you filed.
Oh.
And they'll make you pay that back.
So the income average?
I mean, you can't go buy, like me, a Louis Vuitton, vintage trunk for $25,000 and then file the next day. You can't do that.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know. Hey, we have to take a quick break, though.
No.
Yes.
So let's, fine.
Let's do that.
Win.
And then we'll come back and we'll continue.
Nice.
All right. Stay cool. With us. We'll be right back.
Hey, okay. Welcome back to Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS 1220 AM and 98.1 FM and on Facebook Live. I'm Phil. That's Taylor.
Are you blinded? Precious.
Yes, I am blinded by the light. Oh, my God. I don't know how you lift your hand. I don't know how you lift it. That's awesome.
Very
I'm surprised
strong.
That you don't wear your watch on the other one just for relief. It's like, God, I can't do both. Can't have my ring on and this watch. This is crazy.
Know,
okay, hey, NAR, National Association of Realtors, prevails. You got to help me with this one. In MLS participation rule and clear cooperation policy case. On January 25th.
Okay, wait, so remind everybody what that is.
Okay. Clear cooperation policy is simple. If for some reason you decide that you want to list a house as a realtor and you want to advertise said house, you have to make sure that within 24 hours of you doing anything, you put up a sign, you actually run an ad, you do anything, it has to be in the MLS.
Right. 24 hours.
Yeah. And obviously we're self-policing. It's like I put a sign in my yard. And mm-hmm. got a, and Shannon at Escrow goes, did you know you have an actual violation for your HOA? I went, do I? I go, yeah. She goes, why? I go, I have no idea. She goes, well, you should check on it. I checked on it, and it was because my sign was too high.
Stop. That's why, one of the sexiest things about our house, no HOA.
No, you're so lucky.
No HOA.
No, they really are.
Okay, so.
They're Nazis.
So there's been all kinds of back and forth about this, challenges to the clear cooperation policy, saying that it creates, unfair competition, blah, blah, blah.
There's a lot of companies out there that don't want to have that
they
at all.
Want
they
to
want
it.
To be able to do, pocket listings.
Exactly.
And that's no bueno. It's not good for anybody. So anyway, but it says a federal district court issued an order granting NAR's petition to end the DOJ's investigation of NAR, including their investigation of the MLS participation rule and clear cooperation policy. NAR reached a settlement with the DOJ in 2020, which the DOJ tried to back out of in 2021. The court concluded the government, like any party, must be held to the terms of its settlement agreement. And I remember when we actually reported on this a long time ago, mm-hmm. and I was shocked mm-hmm. because they were saying, no. And they actually said, okay, fine. we're going to open it back up again. And I was shocked. So this basically puts an end to that. They're saying whatever was, was.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like it.
I do too. I mean, it makes sense. You know, the only time when I settle cases, if we don't follow through with the settlement, I have one of these right now, is when, you know, one side just decides, oh, never mind, I don't like it. And then it's awful. It's real bad. Yeah. And in this case, my client is the one that doesn't want to abide by it. And I just want to jump off a bridge, but I will not.
Make it a small bridge. Maybe just like, oh, you know, the bridge you can jump off of is the one at the bottom of my stairs, the one that goes up and over.
Nice,
jump off of
one.
That. You won't get hurt.
Yeah, that's fair.
Cool. Okay. You got something?
Well, do you want to talk about Open Door really quickly?
Nope.
Oh, all right. So we were talking about people going to prison. So, well, first of all, I mentioned Tom Girardi, which you said that you were not familiar with. So he is a gentleman that used to be extremely high-profile attorney here in Los Angeles. His now ex-wife was, I think I'm not sure, a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills.
Is there a big age discrepancy between the two? Is he like 100 and she's like...
Something like that.
40?
Yeah, I think they're like 30 years apart. Don't quote me on that. Something like that.
That's
but
close.
So it says Tom Girardi, the once... famous Los Angeles trial attorney, has been indicted by federal grand juries in two states on fraud charges for allegedly swindling more than $18 million from clients who had endured severe injuries or tragic deaths of loved ones. In Chicago, Girardi's son-in-law, also attorney David Lira, and the former chief financial officer of Girardi's law firm, his name is Christopher Kamen, was charged with 8 counts of wire fraud and 4 counts of contempt of court. Prosecutors said the trio had misappropriated more than $3 million in 2020 from settlement funds meant for widows, orphans, and orphans whose relatives had perished in the Boeing plane crash off of the coast of Indonesia. Isn't that awful?
So, I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
If you're making a boatload of money, why do that?
Because I don't...
For an extra $3 million?
But that's why he was making a boatload of money, because he was skimming off of... You get these massive settlements, right? And you represent a bunch of people in a catastrophic, you know, a plane crash. And you skim off the top of it. But what makes it so egregious is these people need that money. I mean, if you have a kid whose parents died, who's going to, you know, raise that kid? You have to... It's awful. It's
so
really bad.
If there's $500 million and they get 40% of it, how much more do they need?
I know.
It's I don't understand
contingency
that.
Lawyers. I know. He also had the State Bar of California is doing a lot of internal investigation because he was really good friends with a lot of higher ups at the State Bar of California. He was reported to the State Bar many times, and the State Bar did not do what they were supposed to do to investigate him because he was, you know, lunch friends with a lot of the higher ups in the California State Bar. So,
well, I kind of delighted because I'll be honest with it. I didn't like the Chrisleys.
Yeah.
The Chrisleys know best or something.
My brother and I used to watch
seeing
that.
The commercial for that. I thought, oh God, that's just kind of creepy. But they're in prison.
It was funny. Yeah, Todd and his wife, Julie Chrisley, are, I believe, for tax evasion reasons.
Tax evasion, fraud,
crazy.
All that.
For like 12 years or something.
A long
like
time.
That. I know.
Boy, talk about penthouse to the basement.
I know.
I mean, you're on TV, you know.
That's awful.
And then all of a sudden, you're no longer on TV.
Yeah, I mean.
You're behind bars.
You know, pay your taxes, kids. You know, don't skim off of people that actually, you know, just
greed,
find your
greed,
moral compass,
greed,
people.
Greed.
I know, it's crazy.
It is crazy.
Mark and I joke sometimes, and we would never do this, but like, how much money would we have to have in our bank account to like abscond with it and move to Thailand or something? And I don't know. The number is...
Can you imagine, though, having to run? You know, you got to run. You got to be careful.
No, absolutely not. Look over your shoulder for the rest of your life.
No.
Anyway, so people that want to get a hold of you before you leave us...
No, you first.
Oh, me? Okay. 661-259-9000 or dywlaw.com. You don't even need me. You could just, you know, you're good.
It's not so.
You're on it.
Not so. You can get a hold of me at philnardella.com or 661-312-3561.
Awesome.
And I'll take a picture from SoFi Stadium tomorrow
and
let you know.
And if you want to take a baby, just swing on by.
Okay, well, if you don't see me by like 9:30, I'm not coming.
I know. And hey, everybody, thanks for listening to our Mr. Toad's Wild Ride today.
Yeah,
it was good.
Yeah. And you know what?
Stuff.
They're going to get weirder.
It is. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Everybody have a great weekend.
See how much we can get away with.
Woohoo!